Harvey Bernard Milk was born on May 22, 1930, in Woodmere, New York, a town on Long Island about an hour from New York City. The first person in Harvey Milk's family to come to Woodmere was his grandfather, Moushe Milch. M-I-L-C-H. Moushe was born in what is now Lithuania, a country in Northern Europe. He had a big family, and it was hard to find work that could support his wife and five children. So he left on his own to find work in the United States. Moushe was the only Jewish person in Woodmere, and he changed his name to Morris Milk, M-I-L-K, to fit in more. He worked as a door-to-door salesman, selling things like clothes and fabric, called dry goods. He saved his money and opened his own store, Milk's Dry Goods. The store did well, and after almost 6 years alone, it was time for the rest of Morris's family to come to America. His children changed their names in America, too. The youngest child, Heike, became known as William. William was Harvey's father. William, who called himself Bill, married Minerva Minnie Carnes in 1925 when he was 28. Minnie's family was also Jewish and originally from Lithuania, too. Minnie had grown up in Brooklyn, New York. She was independent and funny, and she believed that women could do many of the same things men could. Bill and Minnie had two children, Robert Milk, born in 1926, and Harvey, born 4 years later. By the time Robert and Harvey were born, Milk's Dry Goods had grown into Milk's Department Store. Harvey's grandfather became an important man in the community, which by then included a lot more Jewish people. He wanted to use his own wealth to give something back. In 1928, Morris and other leaders in Woodmere started a synagogue, a Jewish house of worship. They called it Congregation Sons of Israel. Harvey grew up going to synagogue with his family. The leaders of the synagogue wanted its members to follow the traditional rules of their faith. They didn't work or use cars and other machines on the Sabbath, Saturday, the Jewish day of rest. Harvey's mother wasn't strict about all the rules, but there was one important Jewish idea that Minnie believed in. It was called Tikkun Olam, which means to help fix the world. For Minnie, that meant always being involved in volunteer projects, like helping to feed the poor. His mother's efforts to help others set an important example for Harvey.